Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and I just want to, my arms are open, and I'm just so excited and so happy that you are here with me today. Today is going to be another show, me and you, me and the audience. Reality Spirituality is a show that I like to say is about everyday situations, everyday moments, things that happen, the common, what is the least common denominator that is going on that is subtracting from your happiness. Reality Spirituality, this show is about connecting to the universe, connecting to that energy source. Some people call it spirit, God, Buddha, higher power. I say the universe, but it's really connecting. When I say connecting, I mean really living plugged into the universe. And when you're plugged in, what happens is you are able to navigate through this life, navigate through this journey using your intuition, trusting, knowing. All of those are your foundation. And finally, one of the real tricky ones is surrendering to the plan, surrendering to the divine plan of the universe. When I use the term happy, I'm not talking about skipping through the tulips and woohoo, just giddy, giddy, giddy. I'm really talking about an internal feeling, an unwavering peace of mind or peace in mind, an unwavering, an unshaken contentment that regardless of what's going on, in the world, in your life, in your family, you know without a doubt, without question, number one, you're not alone. Number two, you have a guidance system. And number three, really all you have to do is relax and let the universe guide you, be your chauffeur, and allow the universe to do its work. Our jobs are really easy. It's just that when I was younger, I was taught the opposite of what I know to be the truth. And so it's really an unlearning of what we've all learned. I don't have control over what happens to me, but I have control over my perspective, my response, my behavior, my words, my personal vibration, my attitude. That's it. That sounds like a lot, and it is. And when you I teach the importance of happiness class. I teach a class every Thursday night at the Arcadia Recreation Department in California. And one of the interesting things is when I ask, because I give them homework, and when I ask my students, on a scale of 1 to 10, where do you rate happiness? Where do you rate wanting to be happy? And 99 out of 99 people say 10, write down 10. Well, you can write 10 down, but if you are getting annoyed or getting irritated or getting angry in any moment, let me just talk about myself. When I'm irritated or annoyed or angry in any moment, then I'm putting happiness number two. And whatever this annoyance or whatever this irritation is about, that's number one. So it's really a constant living consciously in every single moment, living consciously and living aware and being and noticing, witnessing all of it without labels and without judgments. I'm going to go to my callers today because I have a few people that want to speak with me, and I always get excited over that. But before I do that, I'll go to my callers in a couple of minutes. I just want to share where you can find me. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. That's RebeccaNorrington.com. You can go to Reality Spirituality on Facebook and like our Reality Spirituality page. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. And also you can email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. And we're going to go to my first caller. Let's see. I've got to multitask here. Okay, here we go. Area code 229. You are live on Reality Spirituality. And what is your first name?
Thank you. My name is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin.
Hi.
Now, are you listening to the radio at the same time as you're listening to me?
I'm listening to you. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because there's a little echo in the background.
Let's see. That's better.
Is there a TV on or a radio on in the background?
No, ma'am. I'm just sitting in the room here.
Okay, all right. And all the other volume. With that, let's just move on. What's going on with you, Melvin? Thank you for calling.
Yes, ma'am. I just want to know, you know, like, I'm just going through so much in my life, and it has a lot to do with my job, my finances, and I'm having some difficulties with this lady on my job. But basically, I'm not really too much worried about that. I just want to know what you have, you know, what's coming up for me, any good changes in my life, financially or relationship or anything good.
what a wonderful question. Is anything good coming up in my life? That's it. And you want to know about finances, relationships, jobs, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So my question to you is, have you listened to the show before?
No, I haven't.
Oh, good. That's perfect. Perfect. Because one of the things that I share with my audience is I cannot and do not foresee the future. But what I can tell you is what's really going on in your life right now and how to let go of some of the things that are really not serving you, or some of the things that are maybe, in other words, you know, you ever go on a trip and you overpack and you're carrying around a lot of extra baggage and you don't really need all those suitcases.
Right. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So that's the same kind of thing in life. You know, when we were younger, we learned a lot of things that, quite frankly, don't serve us when we get to be an adult, because our parents didn't know any better. Teachers don't know any better. You know, where children only learn by their environment, by their example, and what they're taught. So, unless they go all on intuition. So, one of the things that I want to share with you is looking at life. I don't know about you, but I was never taught to look at life and find out what's wrong with it, or focus on what's wrong as opposed to life and focusing on what's right. So give me three things that are going right in your life right now.
Well, I mean, I'm grateful and thankful I do have a job, and I'm in my health, and just here in the universe.
Yep. And you have something else. You have other things, too. You have a place to live, don't you?
Yes, ma'am. I just moved into a place.
Oh, brand new place. So you have a place to live. You have food. It's really about... It's now, let me just say this. What happens, what I know to be the truth, is that I don't have control over getting a job, not getting a job, wanting to know what's going to happen in my future. Listen, Melvin, listen. You don't think I want my own radio show on a real radio station and on TV? You don't think I want to be on TV with this radio show, Melvin? Huh?
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So, but the thing is, if I'm supposed to be on a TV show, I will be on a TV show. And whatever happens in your life is unfolding in a perfect order, in perfect order. And so if you look back at life and you focus on really the things that are serving you and the things that you have as opposed to what you don't have, and really when I used to live in a place where, okay, I always want to know what's going to happen tomorrow. What's going to happen tomorrow? What's going to happen tomorrow? Do you know that I don't even plan anything anymore? I don't write out any goals. I don't write out I don't do that anymore for 6 months goals. I just allow the universe to take over, and I'm okay with uncertainty. And that is the best place to be, in my opinion, going through this life. Because what happens is if we want to know what happens in the future, that means we're not satisfied in the present. You following me?
Yes, ma'am. Yes. Uh-huh.
So what do you think?
I mean, that's true. I just thought maybe that's what you do. I'm sorry for your time.
Oh, no, don't be sorry. Don't be sorry. I just wanted to share with you just my view of just a way to just be more content and happy, just be okay with all of it. And, yeah, focusing on what we have and let life take over and then get ready
right.
for the and then get ready for the miracles.
Right. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Any other questions?
No, ma'am. That'd be it. I thank you for your
You're welcome,
that.
Melvin.
Have a blessed
day. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, nice calls, good calls. What happens is, the title of the show is Ask Rebecca Anything, and in reality, it's, it is Ask Rebecca Anything. I'm thinking right now, I'm thinking out loud right now about when I used to want to know, not only want to know, I insisted on knowing what was going to happen in the future. I've been to psychics, I've had readings, I've all of that stuff. I've sat down for people and a lot of stuff, and it's all been good, and I've heard a lot of really good things. This is your year. Great things are going to happen. The whole, I've heard it all, and it's all great. Nothing that I've heard said, Rebecca, you're going to be homeless in two months. But what I've really found, and I've done that for years. I mean, listen, get a free psychic reading or Reiki, all of that. But this is the thing, and I believe everything that the people with that talent, I can feel the truth. If I'm hearing the truth, I can feel the truth. But what really started happening for me is, especially when I prioritize happiness, what happened with me was I lost interest in what's going to happen. I definitely lost interest in what was already happened because my memory, and I think that's the gift from the universe. I don't remember 3 days ago what I had for breakfast. I mean, who cares? But even wanting to know the future, or wanting to have that sense of what's going to happen. I need to know. I've had to let that go. I've had to let it go for the main reason: it doesn't add to my happiness. When I mean, yes, curiosity, it's interesting. Yeah, of course, people, I was curious. But if I'm focusing on what somebody else tells me, even though it is spirit-driven, what somebody else is telling me, I'm still in that future mode. And for me, I enjoy I am inspired. Gee whiz, inspired to be okay and satisfied with not knowing tomorrow. And not knowing tomorrow because, number one, I trust with every cell and every bone in my body, I trust that the universe will take care of me. Now, if I'm out there on the street homeless, I'm still being taken care of. It doesn't matter where I am. It doesn't matter state of. It doesn't matter my location. What matters is the state of what I know. Mental state, emotional state, spiritual state. I know that the universe is here, life is here to support me. And when I really believe that and really trusted that, I let go of a lot of stuff, wanting to know when, wanting to know how. No, that's over. Now, the other thing I wanted to share, because the topic today is, hold on, let me just check. The topic today is about what we have control over. And this topic keeps coming up because of the unwillingness to let go of control. This illusion of control, this illusion that I am making anything happen. it's actually funny. I'm making something happen, or I'm not making anything happen. I have that much power. I know, audience, I know, left hands in the air right now. I know it's a difficult concept to let go and to really believe, and I do, that my life is already planned out. Now, when I say planned out, it's still up to me to follow my intuition and follow my inspiration and to go with. When I'm following my intuition and following my inspiration, what I'm doing is I'm flowing with the universe. I'm actually working with the universe, working with, as opposed to thinking, trying so hard, making something happen. I gotta have 5,000 more Twitter followers. I'm working myself up into a cough. a voice that I hadn't practiced obviously before, but really trying. And I need 3,000 more Twitter followers in 24 hours. And I gotta make, gotta have contact with it. You know, I have tried that angle, worked that angle, played that angle for decades. And now I quit. I quit and I hand the wheel over to the universe. And I've handed the wheel over to the universe. That means I don't have too much to do right now. That means my life is pretty open. But I have a lot of things on the plate. I have a lot of connections meaning I have a lot of people now that I've met that I didn't know 3 weeks ago. So everything is moving, everything is going, everything is in the works. Same with my caller, Melvin, same with you. new job, new relationship, just the fact that you said, tell me something that's going to happen that's good, leads me to believe that, and a lot, and I was one of them, not really loving everything right now in this moment. And what I can guarantee, and if I've said it once, I've said it a million times, if you are not satisfied and not content and not at peace and okay and be and not experience this being as opposed to doing in this moment, then your future moments are going to be the same. You're actually vibrating, you're actually sending out a signal, you're actually attracting the same. Dissatisfaction is a energy that is really interesting, because even the smallest speck of dissatisfaction is going to carry on into your future moments. Now let me just make sure that there's no one else in the queue. I had a few people in the queue. Nope, no one in the queue. So I'm going to wrap up today's show. Sometimes the show runs an hour, a little bit more than an hour, and sometimes the show runs exactly when there's no more callers and I don't have anything else to say. Reality Spirituality is heard every Saturday and Sunday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. That's RebeccaNorrington. I offer a free 30-minute session when you go to my website. Also, my book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, the first edition. It is going to be a collector's item. I only have a few left printed. The first edition, you can email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. I will sign the book, and the book is $19.95. Just sign up on my website. I will autograph the book, and I will ship it to you for free. Follow me on Twitter at R.L. Norrington, and also Facebook, Reality Spirituality, on Facebook, and just like the Facebook page. Thank you so much. I will be here again tomorrow, live, Ask Rebecca Anything, Reality Spirituality. I'm loving you all. You know I am. Enjoy your day.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
Question for RLN.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Reality Spirituality.